This is the reading for September 29th. Jeremiah chapter 39. This is how Jerusalem was captured. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, marched against Jerusalem with his whole army and surrounded the city to attack it. This was during the 10th month of the 9th year Zedekiah was king of Judah. This lasted until the 9th day of the 4th month in Zedekiah's 11th year. Then the city wall was broken through, and all these officers of the king of Babylon came into Jerusalem and sat down at the middle gate. Nergal-Sharezer of the district of Samgar, Nebo-Sarsekim, a chief officer, Nergal-Sharezer, an important leader, and all the other important officers. When Zedekiah, king of Judah, and all his soldiers saw them, they ran away. They left Jerusalem at night and went out from the king's garden. They went through the gate that was between the two walls and then headed toward the Jordan Valley. But the Babylonian army chased them and caught up with Zedekiah in the plains of Jericho. They captured him and took him to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, who was at the town of Riblah in the land of Hamath. There Nebuchadnezzar passed his sentence on Zedekiah. At Riblah, the king of Babylon killed Zedekiah's sons and all the important officers of Judah as Zedekiah watched. Then he put out Zedekiah's eyes. He put bronze chains on Zedekiah and took him to Babylon. The Babylonians set fire to the palace and to the houses of the people, and they broke down the walls around Jerusalem. Nebuzaradan, commander of the king's special guards, took the people left in Jerusalem, those captives who had surrendered to him earlier, and the rest of the people of Jerusalem, and he took them all away to Babylon. But Nebuzaradan, commander of the guard, left some of the poorest people of Judah behind. They owned nothing, but that day he gave them vineyards and fields. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had given these orders about Jeremiah through Nebuzaradan, commander of the guard. Find Jeremiah and take care of him. Do not hurt him, but do for him whatever he asks you. So Nebuchadnezzar sent these men for Jeremiah, Nebuzaradan, commander of the guards, Nebuzaradan, a chief officer, Nergal-Sharezer, an important leader, and all the other officers of the king of Babylon. They had Jeremiah taken out of the courtyard of the guard. Then they turned him over to Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, son of Shaphan, who had orders to take Jeremiah back home. So they took him home, and he stayed among the people left in Judah. While Jeremiah was guarded in the courtyard, the Lord spoke his word to him. Jeremiah, go and tell Ebed-Melech the Cushite this message. This is what the Lord All-Powerful, the God of Israel, says. Very soon I will make my words about Jerusalem come true through disaster, not through good times. You will see everything come true with your own eyes, but I will save you on that day, Ebed-Melech, says the Lord. You will not be handed over to the people you fear. I will surely save you, Ebed-Melech. You will not die from a sword, but you will escape and live. This will happen because you have trusted in me, says the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 40. The Lord spoke his word to Jeremiah after Nebuzaradan, commander of the guards, had set Jeremiah free at the city of Ramah. He had found Jeremiah in Ramah bound in chains with all the captives from Jerusalem and Judah who were being taken away to Babylon. When commander Nebuzaradan found Jeremiah, Nebuzaradan said to him, "The Lord your God announced this disaster would come to this place, and now the Lord has done everything he said he would do. This disaster happened because the people of Judah sinned against the Lord and did not obey him. But today I am freeing you from the chains on your wrists. If you want to, come with me to Babylon, and I will take good care of you. But if you don't want to come, then don't. Look, the whole country is open to you. Go wherever you wish." Before Jeremiah turned to leave, Nebuzaradan said, "Or go back to Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan. The king of Babylon has chosen him to be governor over the towns of Judah. Go and live with Gedaliah among the people, or go anywhere you want." Then Nebuzaradan gave Jeremiah some food and a present and let him go. So Jeremiah went to Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, at Mizpah and stayed with him there. he lived among the people who were left behind in Judah. Some officers and their men from the army of Judah were still out in the open country. They heard that the king of Babylon had put Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, in charge of the people who were left in the land, the men, women, and children who were the poorest. They were the ones who were not taken to Babylon as captives. So these soldiers came to Gedaliah at Mizpah. Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, Johanan, and Jonathan, sons of Kareah, Sariah, son of Tanhumath, the sons of Ephi, the Netophathite, Jazaniah, son of Makathite, and their men. Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, son of Shaphan, made a promise to them, saying, "Do not be afraid to serve the Babylonians. Stay in the land and serve the king of Babylon. Then everything will go well for you. I myself will live in Mizpah and will speak for you before the Babylonians who come to us here. Harvest the wine, the summer fruit, and the oil, and put what you harvest in your storage jars. Live in the towns you control." The Jews in Moab, Ammon, Edom, and other countries also heard that the king of Babylon had left a few Jews alive in the land. And they heard the king of Babylon had chosen Gedaliah as governor over them. Gedaliah was the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan. When the people of Judah heard this news, they came back to Judah from all the countries where they had scattered. They came to Gedaliah at Mizpah and gathered a large harvest of wine and summer fruit. Johanan, son of Kareah, and all the army officers of Judah, still in the open country, came to Gedaliah at Mizpah. They said to him, "Don't you know that Balas, king of the Ammonite people, wants you dead? He has sent Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, to kill you." But Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, did not believe them. Then Johanan, son of Kareah, spoke to Gedaliah in private at Mizpah. He said, "Let me go and kill Ishmael, son of Nethaniah. No one will know anything about it. We should not let Ishmael kill you. Then all the Jews gathered around you would be scattered to different countries again, and the few people of Judah who are left alive would be lost." But Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, said to Johanan, son of Kareah, "Do not kill Ishmael. The things you were saying about Ishmael are not true."